Hello and welcome to Tales of the Prodigal's Elder Brother. I'm Mike Moore. Episode 1, Testimonies. Traditionally, and who am I to flout tradition, a Christian person tries to squeeze his or her testimony into any human interaction very early on. I suppose I'd better do that, right? I wish my testimony sounded a little something like this.
In the 70s, I was a roadie for KISS. I did drugs, drank alcohol, had an awful lot of casual sex with an awful lot of women, and even smoked cigarettes. I'd sit up late at night playing guitars and singing with the band and talking about, well, whatever came into our heads. But then one day, after countless years of enjoying every single thing that this lifestyle had to offer, I realized that I wanted more. In a hotel room in Las Vegas, after the show where Gene lit his head on fire, I pulled out a Bible that had been left in the nightstand by a faithful Gideon and read it cover to cover that very night. Suddenly, like an explosion from one of the flash bombs that ignite beside Gene's bass amp during God of Thunder, I realized that how I was living was wrong now, and that it was time to come to Jesus. I got saved. I went to a church, and kind people told me how to live a new life, a clean life, a life I could be proud of, a life like theirs. The most beautiful girl in the church married me when she was certain I'd found the Lord. Now I own a Christian bookstore, preach to kids on the street, set up the sound system for the worship band at my church, and have a radio program and 4 beautiful children.
Or, I'd probably have your attention if my testimony was more like this.
Before I found Jesus, I was black and living on the street. I ran with a gang, selling drugs, participating in drive-by shootings, stealing cars, smoking crack, and even taking the Lord's name in vain. You know what? No matter how much crack I did, no matter how many girls I had sex with, no matter how much rap music I listened to, it just wasn't enough. I wasn't happy. I knew I could have more. One day, on my way to cripple some junkies who owed my boss money, I heard the most beautiful sound in the whole world. I walked into a church where they were singing hymns and listened to the preacher speak. I really listened, you know what I'm saying? It was like homeboy was speaking just to me. He told me I was a sinner, and that I needed Jesus to forgive my sins. I got saved. Ever since that day, I've lived to please him, and now I own a label that produces Christian gangster rap music that saves souls from the street. The pastor's fine little blonde daughter married me once she was sure I'd found the Lord, and we have 6 beautiful children.
And some people would want their testimony to sound more like this.
I was raised by wonderful, loving, God-fearing Christian parents to be a church-going, happy Christian young man. I was well-liked at church and school alike, and brought many of my classmates to Jesus, or at least made them question all the fun they were having. I always had time to stop and talk to kids who were doing drugs, shoplifting, or even reading Harry Potter, to try to explain to them that they could have more, and how cool it was to be saved and live an extreme life for Jesus. I ran a before-school Bible study and prayer group, an honor roll Students for Christ ministry, was valedictorian of my year, and voted person most likely to end world hunger by my class. My church took notice of all the good that I was doing, and sent me to Suffering Christ Bible College to become a youth pastor. After I graduated with a degree in extreme evangelism, I knew I had to have more. I went to Africa to preach to the natives in Morocco for 2 whole years. These were the best 2 years of my life. When I returned to where I grew up, I became a youth pastor at age 22, married the most beautiful girl at the church, and now have a thriving ministry, a series of books and motivational CDs, and 8 beautiful children, all named after characters from the Bible.
The first 2 testimony stories that I contrived for this episode, in imitation of a lot of things I've heard, are kind of prodigal son, exciting conversion stories. People love to hear those. They're so simple, so dramatic. So black and white, so filthy rags to heavenly riches. The third story is about someone who most would consider the perfect Christian role model, growing up Christian and everything working out well for him, just like things are supposed to. My own life didn't go like any of those. If my story is like any person from the Bibles, it is more like the story of the prodigal son's elder brother. We'll talk more about him and others like him in upcoming episodes.